This is WNIN's Tech Talk DLC. Yes, we're still doing it. We haven't in a little while, but it's back. I'm Tony Voss, and I'm here with our technology expert, Justin Williams, all the way from beautiful San Francisco.
It's not cold here. It's amazing. You should try it sometime.
I would absolutely love to. And what we would like to try this time is talking a little bit about iBooks. That is an app for the iPad and iPhone. And now they have a new sort of accessory feature, Justin, called iBooks Author.
Right. And this came along with their announcement of the new textbooks initiatives and the new iBooks 2, is they created this tool called iBooks Author that makes it really easy to create an ebook that you can then publish into the iBooks store onto just your iPad or iPhone itself into iBooks. And the tool is, I think it's kind of a mix between Pages, which is Apple's word processing app, and Keynote, which is their presentation app. So it's like their Word and their PowerPoint. And it's somewhere as a hybrid in between those. Looking at the app and playing with it, it's probably the best way that you could think of to generate an EPUB file and get it onto iBooks itself. Where people are kind of getting frustrated by this app is the licensing agreements that Apple has in place for it. So iBooks Author is a free app, and you can download it off the Mac App Store right now and mess with it all you want. But should you create something and want to actually publish it, the licensing agreement says that you can only publish that file that's generated in iBooks itself. It's not going to generate anything that you can then publish out to Kindle or to Nook as well, and that's what's rubbing people the wrong way. They're saying, why is Apple trying to break this open platform that is EPUB and make it just be iBooks only? And kind of the counter argument to that, and the one that I kind of subscribe to a little bit more, even though I'm not generally a fan of what they're doing, is they're offering this tool for free. It's called iBooks Author. It's not called EPUB Author. And so they don't really need to account and accommodate people on other platforms when they're building a tool that's going to help build their platform itself.
Not to say that there aren't other electronic publishing resources out there that isn't like this is the only one and they've cornered the market by locking you into iBooks.
iBooks Author is probably the best environment to create this stuff, but there's nothing that's going to stop you from just writing your content in another app, importing it into iBooks Author to generate the iBooks file, and then using another tool, which you, if you've been doing this already, you already have tools to do this, another tool to generate the EPUB file that'll then go on like Kindle or the Nook or whatever other third-party devices are out there. iBooks Author is not going to restrict the content. You can write whatever you want in it. It's just, it relates to how you distribute it afterwards. And it's Apple's MO, and it's always been what they've done. It's their company that's focused on what's best for Apple, and that's what's best for everyone else. And this is a prime example of it. Yes, I would love for them to make a tool that is amazing for all EPUB platforms and will work on anything, especially as an author. I'd love that. If I was writing something, I'd want one app that would make it easy to share it on a variety of different platforms. But that's not something Apple's ever going to build. That's something that you're going to have to look at a third-party company to do for you.
They would be preventing themselves from having revenue as well if they put all that stuff together and then gave it to you for free.
Right, and like if you generate something for and you don't want to charge for it, you can publish it through however, like you can like put that iBooks file out on the web and people can import it however they want. But if you want to charge money for it, that's when Apple requires you to publish it through the iBooks store. So in a future version, it would be nice if, one, it would be nice if they kind of lessened the restrictions in that licensing agreement, but two, it would also be nice if they added the ability to export files into just the more generic EPUB format, whereas the iBooks format is EPUB plus some Apple-specific extensions. So if they could do, like, two exports but still, like, maintain, like, Apple's dominance in sort of this platform and using this to their advantage, I think that would be a nice kind of way to appease people that are hankered by it. But Apple's not really a company that likes to appease people. They just kind of go with what they want to do and what they think's best for their company and for their platforms.
We, however, at WNIN would love to appease you, and that's why we offer this Tech Talk DLC as a free MP3 download that you can play just about anywhere. You can also stream it online at WNIN.org, where you can find podcasts of our program, The Trend, which is where you'll hear Tech Talk each Friday at noon on 88.3 WNIN. In the meantime, Justin Williams is our technology expert at WNIN. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Mister.